dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in to
dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio. Come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Shady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Taryn Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. Must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
We on. What's up, everyone? What's up? It's your boy Steady J. We in the building. Yes, man. Definitely glad to have you guys. Another great Monday on the show, which makes it another hot after dusk Monday. Give it into that. All right, thank you, man. Man, we got a very great show as usual, man. We got a little bit left in February, in which that will be one, two, three, four, three more shows left. You know, three more shows left in the month. So you got today's show, Tuesday's show, Glitz and Glamour, Back to Life at Dusk on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, Real Spirit Radio. So that's the rest of the month, man. But y'all know what next month is. Those y'all who are new to the show, and those of y'all who, you know, might not be new to the show, but you're new to, at a certain point in time, we are about to approach our fifth anniversary. Can we get a hint of that? Oh, don't do me, y'all wild for that. Okay, so yes, the fifth anniversary, and people don't realize, man, like this, I've been doing this for a long time, and you know, it's just a lot of stuff with the show that a lot of people don't realize. That some people think it's easy. They see you, oh yeah, it has to be easy, you know, but it's not, man. A lot of stuff you get to behind the scenes of doing everything, promoting the show, making sure everything flows right, making sure you get the guests, making sure, you know, if everything with your co-hosts are great, and find the right co-host that y'all both on the same wavelength, so y'all can play off of each other. It's hard, man. And heck, I'm going to see if I'm not going to sit here and pretend to act like everything. It's all sunshine and rainbows. It's a hard job. And if you think that it's just easy just to, you know, to put on a quality show, because a lot of people put on shows and put them on, but to really be able to put these shows together and really, you know, just really give people something of substance, it takes a lot of work. And big ups to T Steel and to the team of Reed in the building today. What's up, T?
I know you did not call me, no.
I was, yeah, I'm going to tell you why I was about to say T Steel. T Steel's over here typing in my chat at the same time. So I'm in the emotional state where it's just, you know, you're starting to realize stuff, and it's crazy, man. Like, just real, as the next one was coming, it's just, wow, I can't believe I've been doing this for 5 years. And, you know, I know sometimes, like, oh, God, it changed you. I always say it, but no, man, it's very good, man. Like, a lot of people who've listened to the show for a long time have known the co-host woes I go, how many different co-hosts I've been through. And not necessarily that, you know, like a lot of people, they get it twisted. They think you're running them off or whatnot, but people go through life and things gonna hit them hard. Or some people just not ready to do the radio show thing, man, and it's not ready. And when T came in October, you know, it was interesting. You know, she started out, you know, T started out as doing, she did a segment on the second part of the show every every week. And, you know, she just, her dedication to it, her drive, how we both play off each other, which is so great. It just made sense for her to be my co-host because, you know, when it comes to the show, she takes a pride in it just as much as I do. She's working as hard as she can to utilize her brand to make it happen and utilize that brand and show to make things happen for her, too. So that's what it's all about, man. This show is about, it's bigger than what people see, you know, it's more than meets the eye. And I know I say it a lot, but you know, I don't take it have you as a co-host for granted at all.
Oh, thank you, Sadie. You all over there, Sadie over there, all in his dang on feelings and stuff, y'all.
It's coming, man. It's crazy. I just, you know, a lot of people. Here's the thing. A lot of people didn't want to see me do this. A lot of people said I was gonna be able to do this, and a lot of people wanted, and especially, you know, they figure, okay, do it, and he gonna be bored and stop doing it. They want to see a lot of people want to see me fail at what I do, and I'm not gonna, and I don't give up like that. And people don't. I saw this on. Who's gonna be an expert, I guess, on Monday? Andrea Lewis on her show that she has, the series that she put together. You know, she had different black actresses at the beginning of every show, and they kind of share like different stories. Vanessa Bell Calloway, she was one of the people on there, and she was talking about people had to be able to handle the up and downs that go in the industry because. There's going to be those slow periods. There's going to be when it's going really great and it's going to go right down to going slow. Then it's out of nowhere and get big again. And the question is, can you weather the storm? Because it's not always going to be great and fancy and, you know, glitz and glamour, no pun intended with the show names, but it's not going to always be that way. So, I know you can attest to that as a model. Like, it's not always, because, like, for you, like, when the model, for making realistic people out here, it's always easy as a model having stuff done the way you want to. And is it frustrating sometimes?
Yeah, it can be. But you got to keep, you know, stay focused on the goal at hand.
Yeah, and like for you, how do you personally, you know, find a way to get through those ups and downs, you know, to be able to stick around so you can be around? Because in the end of the day, when you work hard and you're putting out quality stuff and you actually improving every time with your things are going to get better. You can look at all your stuff, and every time. We can see the story of T. Marie, and you can tell that her career is getting bigger and better. All the quality of how the things that she's doing is getting, everything about it. So, and that's the thing, like with Human Canvas too. Everybody just sees that, you know, man, like it's getting better. And hey, the beautiful thing about when you got stuff posted digitally, you can always change things. The wave of the magic wand and make it better too. So I learned a lot of lessons through that. So a lot of people take it for granted, man. You can't, it's such an easy
issue.
What's up, ma'am?
Are you ready for the Human Canvas next issue?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready, man. Shoot. I'm speaking, you know, because I already got, you know, I've been getting the stuff, you know, everybody knows that the submission deadline is by the end of today. So that'll be tuned by the early tomorrow. And so everybody's been, like, getting stuff to me. So far, man, we got stuff from Sweet Pea. She was on cover of issue number one. We got stuff for Kina. She was in issue number five. She's on cover there. And we got something for T. Steele. That's why I didn't say T. Steele and I was talking to you. she sent me stuff for issue number, no, she was in issue number 5 as well, Keenan B. And, man, this is like, it's really come together, man. Like, and I, and what I like, we're talking about progression, man, Sweet Pea came hard on this issue. I'm telling you, wow, she came hard. Like, I was blown away, like, how, just how great, just the thought of everything that went into it. There was a lot of thought that went into everything about it, and, wow, it just, it blew me away, man, so. Y'all need to check it out. Yes. We're going to go to a music break, everyone. And then we'll be back right here on Life at the Dusk Live. We're going to go to this new track. This is by my boy Martin Carr, all the way from the UK. Shout out to that, man. I've been trying to tell people that, put people on game for a while. Just because we were in Texas does not mean people from other areas did not rock with us and did not show major support. This dude showed love all the way from the UK, and there's a lot of people in the UK show a lot of love, a lot of European areas, period, that show love. So I appreciate those people for letting people know that, hey, this show does get listened to internationally. This track is, again, by my boy Martin Carter's Getaway, then we'll be back.
It's not hard to see, life's running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze, feeling all alone on those rainy days. There's nowhere to run, I got nowhere to hide, yeah, yeah. Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside, inside, yeah. It's not right that I want to spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside. The only thing that I need right now is for a better day. I wanna get away.
No.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. So yes. Oh man, I'm so glad to be back. Man, it's another great week, man, to continue off, man. And for those of y'all just tuning in, only missing the music break, we had first we played Martin Carr, Get Away, followed by Karana Jackson coming out. Two very great songs that very definitely have those universal feelings to them that anybody can feel. So definitely rock them, support them. Hey, they're trying to make some moves, man, so support them. And if y'all keep up with the DustBot Twitter, that's go to DustKspot on Twitter. We always post when we play songs. When you see the songs, a lot of times sometimes we do, we'll post the artist's Twitter name next to it too. So you can follow them and stalk them, as I like to say, and keep up with what they got going on. Now, this has been a crazy news week, T. I know you've been paying attention, but it's
that's
been...
what we haven't talked about.
God, man, let's see. Well, what hasn't happened? First off, I saw the news. Saw this in my news feed earlier today. That was crazy. Harold Ramis dies off at the age of 69. And those of y'all who don't know who Harold Ramis is, if you're a 90s baby and backwards, slap yourself. Anyways, Harold Ramis is best known to most people as Dr. Egon Spengler from Ghostbusters 1 and 2.
But and he, you need to shut the hell up. I was sitting there. Anyway, go ahead, finish.
Yes.
He died
today. Man, it was crazy. I saw that. I said, man, that was crazy, man. And I also throw some more in his resume. Of course, you know, he was in Stripes. That was another movie where he did with Bill Murray as well. That was a hilarious movie, too. He co-wrote Animal House, Meatballs, and Caddyshack in some of the biggest blockbuster comedies of the 70s and 80s. He recently directed the movie Analyze This, which is starring Billy Crystal and Robert De Niro. And again, he ended up dying at the age of 69, so again, man, I'm definitely was a fan, still a fan. You know, it was just crazy. And one thing I did not get to find out yet, which I'm over here cheating and watching now, which the magic question is, what did he die from? That's what I've been trying to figure out. And I believe he was fighting autoimmune cancer for the longest. I remember hearing something about that for the longest. That was something he was fighting for a while. And I'm over here cheating now, trying to get the skinny on it. And skip. Still got to skip some stuff. God dang it. You know, because right now they just talk about career and stuff. And I get me straight to the point of what I want to know. Okay, well, I guess I have to wait to find out more about that. R.I.P. But, shoot, man, I'm going to maybe go watch some Ghostbusters a million times now. Like I already got Ghostbusters,
the DVDs. He got it, like, that's a bit, like, if I'm like, let's watch a movie, you want to grab Ghostbusters. I'm like, you know, put that stuff up. I don't want to watch your damn Ghostbusters. But my little boy watches.
Ghostbusters, classic.
I don't want to watch your damn Ghostbusters. Nothing against Ghostbusters. I just don't want to watch it.
What if your man came in the room dressed in a Ghostbusters suit, and he's like, all right, we're going to play Ghostbusters tonight. I'm busting that ass.
No.
You going to like Ghostbusters then, or you going to say no to Ghostbusters?
Like Ghostbusters. No.
So what?
No Ghostbusters. You coming to acting like Ghostbusters. It's just going to be, oh, okay. gonna save the world or something. Whatever Ghostbuster do.
So your man. So in other words, saying your man can't come dressed like Ghostbusters, chase you around the house, sucking him out. He's gonna come bust that ass.
Shut the hell up! That's not even attractive.
It just sounds funny to me. I had this image like some guy chasing this girl in a role playing, and this happens. She happens to be the ghost, and he's like the Ghostbuster. He's gonna use his ectoplasma ray on you.
Anyway. For the man who passed, don't Ghostbusters. No, let me stop. But for the RIP, but yeah, I'm not a big Ghostbusters fan, but RIP. RIP.
How did I know you was going to say that? How did I know that?
Shit, I said it so many times, I figured I got him, you know, make the song in full effect.
Now, here's the crazy thing, because, you know, I've been noticing that lately Facebook has been on this, like, they've been trying on some Twitter stuff lately. With the trending, what's trending, they've been doing that lately. Y'all get y'all Twitter looking behind. They on some Twitter stuff. And so they had, like, the way you can see, like, the trending, they had, like, trending topics. Now, that's how I end up, I ain't going to sit here in front. That's how I found out about the Harold Ramis stuff. Let's go, I got some other stuff that's crazy, too. Y'all ready for this? I mean, other entertainment news, apparently Piers Morgan from, you know, the CBS show, the CNN show, known as Piers Morgan Live, that ended up taking the place of Larry King. Remember Larry King? When Larry King left from, you know, was retired from Larry King Live, he was finding a replacement. CNN ended up picking him as a replacement. Bam, you have Piers Morgan. Now, Piers Morgan is no longer going to be doing it. Part of a lot of the things that have been going into account of his low ratings. I mean, lower than Monica Lewinsky or Bill Clinton ratings. That's how low they were. So, it's crazy. And then also, too, I mean, because I know this too about him. I mean, for a person who's not originally from America, he's from Britain, or just UK. Period. Excuse me, I want to be politically correct. It's the fact of he's so anti-American that it's annoying. Like, you know how he would talk a little trash about Americans do better or something like that. It just doesn't have the same feel when you keep hearing it from somebody who's talking trash about you, and they're not really from here. It's kind of annoying. So yes, it gets better. It just hopefully gets better.
Did y'all stuff that he said? What did he say?
So I mean,
like
no, he just says
Cube
like.
Say. No, hold on. Let me get my joke out. Like Ice Cube say, what'd he say?
Like y'all have the exact stuff too, because I mean, there's a lot of different things that he said over the time that he's done. And so yeah, so in March is the targeted month for him for when his show gets canceled. So his last show will be sometime next month. So here's my question: who's gonna replace him? Because I was already like, dang, Larry King leaving, and then this is Larry King's replacement. Not that Piers Morgan is a horrible person. Not that he's a horrible person. It's just when you're on a news channel that focuses on America, and you're always bashing America more than you have, and you spend more time bashing America, it kind of comes off bad. Because it's kind of like, you know how they ever say, you know, it's easier for a fat person to tell fat jokes than a skinny person to tell fat jokes, because then it seems like you're bullying or whatever, and you don't know how it is because you're not fat. It's the same type of thing. So, yes, Piers Morgan, I do wish you the best. I have no hate for you at all. you definitely, for me personally, I still think you're a great professional journalist. So hopefully you do, you are, I'm blessed with another opportunity. Another thing in crazy news, did you hear about Paula Patton and Robin Thicke?
No, what about them? Did you hear about Evelyn having a little boy?
I did not hear about that. Congratulations to her.
Evelyn Lozada's having a baby boy with a fat ass. No, I'm playing. She got a lot of stomach, though, and them little legs, they got thick, too.
You
know,
Evelyn
always been kind of thick, though, but she got them little legs that got thicker, but she going to get it back right after she had her baby. She, you know, work with the energy, what is it called? Like the nutrition pills and stuff. So she
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so she deals with that. So when she have a baby, she going to get it right and probably promote that energy stuff, they're saying that's what helped her get back in shape. Anyway, let me stop trying to look through the future. But yeah, that was mine. I was going on with Paula Patton and Robin Thicke.
You said Robin Thicke.
Miss Ruben Sutter. Look, I thought about him.
Well,
that was my boo-thing. Don't play with me. Ruben could have got the panties on spot. Don't do me.
Okay, shout out to that. Good to know. Paula Patton and Robin Thicke have apparently decided to separate at this time.
Do you think it has something to do with Molly?
Well, you know, that's probably somewhere in the.
You know, Molly was
working
on Robin. On Robin.
And there's not no speculation. There's not no speculation, just actual. It's actual news. It's not let's just run around and make up something. No, this is actual news. And so, and for those of y'all that's been trying to keep tabs, the two have been married from eight to nine years. So, wow, man, that was a bombshell of, you know, it is everything to see, right? It all happened all that so fast because it all, you know, first the Miley Cyrus song craziness happened, and then there was other stuff. And then, you know what, though? That wasn't even a big thing. I don't think that wasn't even a big thing to me. I think that would have been ticking the hunt. That would have been blown on proportion if he wasn't doing all this other wild stuff with other chicks. That you keep finding these pictures of him.
Robin Thicke just. I don't know, you know, but you never know what's going on in people's personal life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know, Paula Patton could be a cheater, or you never know what they have going on. Or maybe the sex is just bad. Who knows, but I don't know.
But
know,
I mean, like I said,
I just don't know,
like, did I see it coming? I'm not no freaking psychic. Didn't see it coming. Especially now in this case. I mean, I thought the Miley Cyrus thing was going to be something that would just be, you know, I mean, that's the only thing. There's more to it than the Miley
exactly,
Cyrus thing.
Exactly, because Miley, come on now, she's a nut factor. I love Miley. I am on the Miley train, but Miley's a nut factor. She got money and stuff, but look at her. She ain't got nothing. Miley was out. Paula Patton, you know, I think it was other issues. I was just being funny when I said
Paula Patton, Miley Cyrus, put them both together. No. No comparison.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, it was other issues. Miley was just, there probably wasn't even an issue. They probably had other issues. Like I said, bad sex. Now let me stop.
So, yes, it's, man. That's pretty much a part I've had. And so, you know, man, that's, I mean, I know I was joking at work with people today. I was telling them, oh man, she's out now. It's like, there's room for me to move on in. Hey. So, yes.
Yeah.
Now, okay, I'm adding some more. I got plenty of crazy news today. So those of y'all who's on the Floyd Mayweather Jr. train, you know, he's got another fight coming up in May. So big ups to that. May 3rd is the fight. And as far as of that, man, it's going to be crazy. He will be fighting the welterweight champ Marcos Medina on May 3rd. And either it's going to be in Las Vegas or Brooklyn. So we're not sure yet. I don't know. I want to see it in Brooklyn because, I mean, sometimes I always want to see something mixed up, man. Everything is always in Vegas. And, I mean, by then, it will be very nice weather in New York. So I want to see something a little different, man. Let's have the fight in Brooklyn. That's going to mix it up for me.
That'll be hot. It will be.
So, yes, and here's the thing. Money-wise, the fight tops out at $200 million. Yeah.
Well, man,
Floyd Money Mayweather. That's why they call him Floyd Money Mayweather for a reason.
Because that nigga be making that money. Don't play with him. Dang. I'm just about sitting there knocking it. Let me stop. Just by fighting. Oh, Lord. I think I might need to try to see if what I can do with the boxing. No, let me stop. You saw my
man.
When I was doing my little boxing
I'll be one of your cheerleaders, team Marie. I'd be interested, man. They also have more and more stuff
especially
model wise and stuff too, man. They're always looking for stuff to do that. This venue's always doing. I know they do that a lot here. They had the Monday night fights and it'd be women going against each other.
And see, that's what I just applied for today, before I went to sleep. A casting call for it's wrestling, women wrestling. So I'll see how that goes because, yeah, I want to fight. I need to release some energy.
There was other ways you can release the energy, but okay.
And by the way, you guys, who lost 6 pounds last week? Yeah, me. I did. So, yeah, I'm a little close.
I don't know. I ain't checked the scale yet for myself, but I lost some more weight. And I've been trying to tell you I wasn't playing.
I'm dropped down.
Y'all better watch out. Come March 28th through 30th, you're going to say I ain't played no game.
Don't try to steal my shine. I'm sitting here trying to tell them how I lost weight. You wasn't even worrying about saying nothing until I said it.
Hey, no, I want to trust you, Sharon. I'm just excited. I'm excited.
Other people are fighting
on a weight loss fight with you, man. That must get you amped, man. I like when people I know who I talk to on regular are like, all right, going in this battle with me because it gives you more motivation. Like going through it by yourself, it's not easy. But when you got somebody else going through the fight with you, it makes it so much less stressful to me.
It's a struggle regardless. Look at me. It is a struggle regardless, especially with my bad eating. But then I done sat here and ordered me some peanut butter cookies and some lemonade cookies from the Girl Scout people. I got to get them tomorrow. So that's not going to do me no good. But guess what? I lost 6 pounds last week. I just got 7 more.
We're not giving this to you for the pounds. We're giving this to you for
what?
The cookies. We're giving you the crickets for the cookies.
But at least
you
and them
goddamn cookies.
Okay.
They're gonna be the death of you.
I do what works for me, and I can lose weight eating one bad meal a day. That's what works for me.
All right, I'm trying to help you be strict. I'm trying to help you out. I know you're trying to be the Hollywood body. No, you're trying to stay on that moniker, so we're trying to help you stay. We're trying to get there and stay there.
I know. But it just all go to my little button anyway, so it's okay. But
yeah, it does. Y'all, go check the pictures, man. All Tia Marie weight, man, is going to her booty.
Kid
you not,
space.
Man. I'm looking like, where's the weight? And I'm like, oh, okay, I saw where it is.
Yes, that's a look.
Oh,
where
you
go
with
your upper?
What's up? Don't do me. But, yeah, so, and the only reason why I'm worried about the actual pounds is because for my modeling, you know, when you apply for castings, they want to know how much you weigh. And I can't be talking about 163 because that's not model style. They'll be trying to give me some plus-size clothes and we'll have problems. So
right.
That's the only reason why I'm trying to maintain it.
Right. So y'all take them pictures while, what you been saying, take the pictures while it lasts.
I know how I did my shoot Saturday for Human Canvas. I hope they're back in time, but they were so, well, anytime I do a shoot, it's hot, but oh, my Lord. I was like, that girl, look at that girl, fine self. No.
Yeah, so, another news. Speaking of things that tempt you to not do right. Taco Bell is coming out with a breakfast menu in March.
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell.
Once Subway did it, I mean, what the hell? Everybody should be having a breakfast. If you're not serving breakfast at your spot, then you're in last place because Subway does it. Come on now, really? I would think
my
Subway
question
is
that, does that mean that Taco Bell is going to be 24 hours now? Taco Bell be open up late as hell. They be
but
up to 4 a.m., so if they're open to 4 a.m., what does that mean? Does that mean they're going to be open 24 hours now?
Another couple of more hours don't hurt. Taco Bell probably bringing in that money like that. Me, personally, I'm not a Taco Bell fan. No disrespect to anybody who loves Taco Bell. I just don't do it. It's just like you.
They're not my favorite. They're on the list of things I can eat, but not really like. Y'all know me, man. I'm gonna tell y'all know how I was. I be Taco Bell, but man, it's something about Taco Bueno and Taco Casa, man, that make you go nuts.
See, when I, you know what, and then I'm Taco Bell. I ate it a while back, and like.
They give you the boot.
Like, I don't know. My metabolism must be real high. I think I have a high metabolism because I can eat it, and then the next hour I'm back hungry. So I feel like that's just a waste of food in my body because that's all the damn calories, and I'm going to be eating something else than burritos and stuff. That stuff do not sit on me. I'll be hungry, like, within the next hour. So I just can't do Taco Bell. But, I mean, back in the day, yeah. But now,
So here goes something that's going to be in the menu. March 27th is when it's coming out. Some of the stuff on the menu will include the waffle taco, which should be the star of Taco Bell's new breakfast menu. So what is the waffle taco, y'all say? What's in the waffle taco? And, it's a lot going on. You gotta go, but this mess make you feel like you finna, man, it's like a heart attack in a wrap. So yeah, it's a waffle taco, like it's eggs, like bacon bit, like some bacon bits in there, cheese, bunch of syrup poured on it. That's the waffle taco. All right, then you go down. They got the AM Crunch Wrap. So that's going to be another, and this is like, wow, it got a lot there. Like, I guess like hash browns, eggs, sausage, all that looks like that's in there. So the AM is going to be like a crunch wrap, but it's going to be like a breakfast version of it. So that's on there. Another thing that's on there as well would be Cinnabon Delights. That's already out, actually. They actually had the Cinnabon Delights out for the longest. And so that's going to be, so I guess that'll be part of encouraging breakfast. Also, there's a bacon and egg burrito, which, and okay, now I got the description. Okay, now I can break out down the description. The AEL Crunchwrap has scrambled eggs, a hash brown, cheese and bacon, sausage or steak in a flour tortilla. The waffle taco is a waffle wrapped around a sausage patty or bacon with scrambled eggs and cheese, served for cider syrup. Finally, the last thing on there would be the bacon and egg burrito, which is bacon, scrambled eggs, and cheese wrapped in a flour tortilla. And, of course, you get the cinnamon bun delights.
You know what? We have the power to change the taste. They basically just saying we eat any goddamn thing. We have the power to change that. Now, let me stop.
That shit don't even That's so funny. Like, we put a girl Marco watching right now. And the
like,
man they fix this right now.
But, I mean, you don't have people who don't sit there and go buy it just because it's convenient. And that's not healthy at all. None of it. Unless you just didn't say it right or something, but that don't sound healthy at all. But I ain't the one who got to eat it, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-mm. They doing them all. But then, you know what, I forgot what place was that. I want to say it was Burger King or Jack in the Box, somewhere where they came out with the glazed donut. And that shit was so nasty. Oh, my God, I cannot remember what it was. It was nasty.
Krispy Kreme.
You're right. Krispy Kreme. And then out here, you can go to, it's the Shipley's Donut. You can go there any.
Oh, I know about Shipley's. Yeah, Shipley's be your hammer.
Your donuts are going to be hot and fresh in that old glaze.
Dunkin' Donuts.
See, y'all need to stop. Y'all don't have me after getting donuts in the morning.
I had some donuts on Friday morning. If I went to work, I had some donuts.
See.
Yes, ma'am, I did. I hadn't had no donuts in a while. No, I don't eat donuts all the time. They taste great, but I don't eat them all the time. Especially, I like them to be fresh as possible. I hate that thing about when you can go to, like, you can go to an actual Krispy Kreme, you can get them hot and fresh at the oven. So, shout out to Krispy Kreme.
And then them cake donuts. Oh my God, the glazed cake donuts.
Ah, man, we sound so good. We shot the clumps right now. Ooh, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry. I want some breakfast.
I eat, but I don't do donuts often, but yeah.
Yeah, y'all got to pray for us. Y'all got to pray for us. We going to do better. We going to do better. We got to do better, team. We got to do better. We fucking up.
No, you don't have to be strict like that. I say if you can maintain, I just try to let the food that I eat, my healthy food, outweigh my bad food. I don't sit here and try to make sure everything I eat is healthy. Because ain't nobody got time for that. I don't count calories. I just look at stuff and can say, oh, this is about this amount of calories or this is about this because I've practiced in the past, but. You eat all you want to eat. Just make sure the good outweigh the bad. That's me. Like, I eat healthy all day, and I might try to eat me some ice. I got a bad habit late at night eating sweets, and that's bad. So, like, if I eat healthy all throughout the day, but then late at night, once it gets dark, I got to have me some cookies or ice cream or some type of junk food. So,
that's the only thing I can say. I do better. I eat early, and I eat my dessert a little early in the evening, so I'd be good, let it digest, just let that stuff sleep, you know, it just don't play nice with you.
It was
and I'm trying to think, I don't know, man, I'm scared, man, I think I'm getting low-key lactose intolerant.
Wow, little stinky stuff, you probably be over there with them little stinky for it, too. Anyway, okay, y'all, I know.
Y'all know I eat a lot of, y'all know I love cheese. Like, I love cheese like a mug. So, you know, that'd be one of the things, man. I used to drink cups of milk, but I don't do that no more because I was doing that and I had to run like crazy. I was like, heck to the no. Hey, this guy will not be on passing gas for no reason or nothing, or having the runs all day and night.
Listen, look, before I had my little boy, I could drink whole milk like nothing, straight whole milk. If it, you know, that's all I could drink. I had my little boy, and my last trimester of my pregnancy, I became lactose intolerant. So since I had him, I've been lactose intolerant, so I drink like the almond milk. I don't drink milk, period, but if I do like a shake or something, I'll put my almond milk in there and it helps. And then of course I can't help it with cheese. I love cheese, but it's not as bad, but, yeah, I'm with you with the lactose intolerance. Yeah, but I still go hard.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do better, y'all. I'm gonna try. Pray for me, Lord. Pray for me. What we're gonna do, we're gonna go into another music break. We're gonna hit you another two songer. So bam, back to back. First track is gonna be with my girl Tyler Noel, which y'all know Tyler Noel goes hard. Yeah, I don't know about this woman. Yeah, he be rocking with her, man. Making a lot of big moves, and she's bad as hell. So, yes, rock with her. This is her track, Hold On, and we'll be back. And hit you another track after that, too, so we'll be back.
Tummy scratch
beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
time and make it work. See, I know your body is aching. Looking at the clock, you're hating. Back and forth, cause the bubble that is waiting. Get out, you look amazing. If you make it here, you can take care of your mind and your body, don't be scared. Even though we don't want you, be there. Keep your eyes closed, ready and think clear. I need you, like you need me. Cause when time comes, you'll feel me. Not once, not twice, but repeatedly. Here's a question I gotta ask
you. Wanna get licky, licky, or sticky, sticky? Let's put them both together. I'ma give you licky, sticky.
You wanna get licky, licky, or sticky, sticky? Let's put them both together. I'ma give you licky, sticky.
With you, with you, I'll be licky.
Girl, I wanna get licky, sticky, girl.
With you, with you, I'll be licky.
Girl, I wanna get licky, sticky, girl.
Get licky, licky, or sticky, sticky? Let's put them both together. I'ma give you licky, sticky.
Ring, blow, double X. It's time to have sex. Read between the lines and place that S with the X. I'm trying to wipe you up so I can love you down. I travel around town to hear your ooh-ah sound. I make that booty ripple. I'll make them juices trickle. I'm feeling real freaky. I might let you bite my nipple. Tonight is your choice. Yeah, baby, speak your voice. Say it.
Your mind is blown. Now you feel me, listen clearly. You can buy me or scream out, baby. Let me hold you, you can hold me. This position I bet is crazy. Got your head messed up, oh baby. Got you talking and done, you crazy. Got the same one again, oh baby. Got the ice and the honey, you freaky. Now maybe, you make me feel like this is how it should be. Let the neighbors clear us, baby. Till the cops come knock you, baby.
That's live. That was Tyler Noel, Hold On, followed by Turquoise Jeep, Licky Sticky. That's that boy Flint Flossy, featuring whatchamacallit. You said what now?
Oh, I thought, what did you say his name was?
The name of the group is called Turquoise Jeep.
They making some songs, man.
Like, hey. Licky,
okay.
Sticky. You put them both together.
I'm
going to give you a licky, sticky.
So I was sounding like a little freak. That's what I thought you said, Sadie, but I didn't want to repeat it because I didn't want to sound like a freak. So now that you repeated it, okay, so it is called Licky Sticky.
Yeah, that's what it was called. So you know, you don't want to sound like a freak. They already know that, so. But anyways, no. No,
that's
how easy that is. They already know. Like, you have not shared some information with us before the show. The regular listeners already know. And that's why they love you, because you're everything that America loves. What's there not to love about you?
Thank you. But I don't know what you're talking about, Steven.
do people always go back and listen to the archives, team?
I don't know. What else is they could do? But I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, they will know. They go back and listen. Okay, so now we're in the second hour of the show. Let you guys know what's coming up in the second hour. Of course, we're going to blab a lot. We're going to blab some more during this hour. Also, too. Of course, we'll play some more music, too. And then on the second half of the hour, my girl, S. Ivy Starler, will be popping through all the way from Las Vegas. She's going to be on the show and chop it up with her, man. As far as, you know, she's slowly working her way to become one of the biggest household names in the pinup world of modeling industry. So, can we just chop it up? Also, I want to make sure to give a shout out to the sponsors. audibletrial.com. Make sure you go get your free 30-day trial and free audio book by going to audibletrial.com/SettyJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J, and they got over 150,000 audio books listened to, people. So that's in multiple genres. There's something for everybody there, I guarantee it. And then also, to Notorious Igniting, make sure to support them. They got a lot of great stuff coming up. Let's see. What Notorious Igniting, what do y'all got coming up? They just put a new event out today that I want to make sure I showed love to as well. Couple different things they got coming up. One, they have, of course, if you haven't already, I'm logged in for it already. Make sure if you want to go on that cruise they got coming up, Trouble with the Curves, go check that out and sign up for that, man. Go sign up for it. You want to get the heck away around Labor Day weekend, definitely go sign up for that cruise. I'm very tempted to, because I know my birthday is Labor Day weekend, and, yeah, I think I need to enjoy it in style. So, yes. So that's one of the things they got coming up. Another thing I want to definitely mention they have, it's an event called Gas Lamp Mardi Gras. That's coming up. And with that event, let's see. Let's be nosy and see what all they got coming up. So, Gas Lamp Mardi Gras takes place on March 4th, and that will be including there'll be Southern California's largest Mardi Gras carnival with one epic parade, 5 outdoor stages, 12 blocks, and 20 DJs. God, they get 20 DJs. That's on Fat Tuesday. Fat Tuesday is March 4th this year. And that'll be from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. God, they getting it, dude. And the event gates will be you go to the event, I'll show you the event gates. You go to Notorious Igniting on Facebook.com/NNT. I tell you all about what's coming up. And, yeah, man, big ups to them, man. It's always great to see the Taurus and now they're making some big moves. And this looks very promising. Y'all need to check it out. All right, now, what else is coming up? They got another one I wanted to share. Darn it, y'all know how I be all over the place trying to check it out. I know they had Tank. They just recently had Tank. They're doing an event with Tank. Shout out to that. It's another one I'm looking for. And, man, I'll tell you, this is what I do, man, all day. Go to news feeds, look for good stuff. Okay, I guess I can't find another one. There was another event I was looking for they had up. I can't find it. So I can't tell you that one yet. Never mind. Another event for sure to check out too. They actually just put it up, and I actually got a chance to see it early, so I already knew about this. But just in time for the end of Black History Month is a picture of my girl Nika Bad, and that's what it's called, A Different World. To check it out. What they did was, right now she's pregnant at the moment. And so they did a nice maternity shoot. What they did was they body painted her stomach like a globe. And basically it's saying that she's Mother Earth and that she is a cradle of life in a different world, our past, present, and future. It's right there in front of us. So definitely check it out. Shout out to Aaron J. Photo Cox. Did a great job, man. Loved the photo. Came out very nice. She got some nice inky. Some of these images will be in the new issue. There's a new issue coming up for Human Canvas, so check it out. And definitely, man, I would support the mothers, man. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that, hey, women got to go through a lot. I mean, here's one thing. Yeah, men do go through a lot, too. I'm not saying we don't go through a lot. But y'all gotta have, to have for 9 months. Y'all gotta have something living and breathing in y'all stomach for 9 months.
Y'all try going through birth, then get back at us talking about, oh, men go through stuff too. Y'all don't go through nothing. Well, y'all go through stuff. I'm not gonna say that, but comparing it to like what our women go through, not even just having babies, just, you know, with the whole woman thing, we go through more. You guys just don't understand. Can I get some handcrafts or something? Oh, wait. No rush.
Yeah. I'm having the DA35 in the chat room, too. He got a chance to peek at some of the pictures that he saw. I was talking about with Sweet Pea stuff. We're both on the same page. But it was like, whoa. Like, she came hard, son. She came hard. It's got to be pretty hard, y'all. Now she's on the bar for y'all. So, yes. There's nothing they had on their page I love too. All right, so this is also on Taurus United page. Maybe have some interesting stuff on there. This is a mind boggling thing. So the question was, man, where's your head at? Which one would you choose? So they give you two choices. There's two different girls. There's one Portia and there's one named Brittany. Both of them bad as heck. Look at the pictures. They both look bad. But they put two different scenarios in front of you. So, Portia. What I do is I bounce back and forth, Portia versus Brittany. Portia is around your age. Brittany is 2 years older. Portia is a waitress at Applebee's. Brittany doesn't have a job but always has money. Portia just graduated with her bachelor's in psychology. Brittany has 50,000 followers on Twitter/Instagram. Portia cooks better than your mom. Brittany buys you gifts all the time. Portia doesn't go out often. Brittany drives a BMW. Portia doesn't care for social networking. Brittany lets you use her car when necessary. Portia has a 3-year-old daughter. Brittany has no kids, but she used to get around. Portia has baby father is crazy and not over her. Brittany, Brittany, of course, with Brittany's hair, that's not her hair. It's not in order, so I'm going back and forth. Portia has big breasts, not huge, but she has a fat ass. Brittany loves attention. Portia's car is constantly in and out of the shop. Brittany has a short temper. Porsha is a genuine person. Brittany doesn't know how to cook. Porsha, that's her real hair. Brittany's carefree and fun. Porsha, your homeboys like Porsha. Brittany has a very fat ass with small breasts as well, so that's what we see. But, you know, okay, the other one had big breasts as it was. Porsha lives with her parents. Brittany loves to go out. Porsha, her parents are too fond of you. Brittany is mysterious. Porsha, you know, loves battle rap and video games. Brittany smokes. Brittany is very freaky, great at sex, maybe the best. Porsha supports you to the fullest. Brittany has her own place. So, question is, who would you take from
Porsha
us?
Porsha needed her own damn place. That's the whole problem with him. Porsha need her own place, and Porsha car keep breaking down and shit. God damn. Now, let me stop.
This is hard. Like, you want me to pick between Porsha and Brittany?
I'm just saying, the better person to pick that can make you grow would be Porsha. But if you're not ready
to
do
that, I got to share this post on Dubspot's fan page. This can choose. And I'm typing it now, not sure, but how about y'all? How about y'all?
Realistically, I mean, just after hearing everything, I would really pick Brittany, just being honest. But that's if you're not ready to just, if you're carefree, not ready to settle down. But if you really want to settle down and want to grow with someone, then Porsha's the girl. But Brittany more fun, you know?
It's weird, man. It's not necessarily saying that Porsha's not fun, because, I mean, Porsha's not necessarily fun. It's weird, man, because you got both. It depends on your lifestyle, too. Because it's not saying that Brittany's not going to be fun. I mean, not going to be a person who is going to be serious and whatnot, too, that she can't be a serious person.
Brittany ain't trying to settle down. Brittany doing her thing.
Shoot, Brittany gonna come get somebody, gonna give her that ooh-wee, and gonna be, and treat it. Sometimes some of them chicks, I think it depends on lifestyle. It depends on two people's lifestyle. Some people just don't work together. Homebodies and people who are active, who love to be out and about moving, not necessarily in a club and that don't get there. But Brittany's more so the. This is hard, man. I wasn't gonna get that much into this, but this is like, I'm really baffled right now.
Opposites attract, so I don't know. You know, I don't know, because I'm a party person, but I don't want my dude. Well, he could be a party person too, but I'm the outgoing one.
But here's the thing, balance. You gotta have balance. Wow, this is crazy. Porsha did graduate with a bachelor's in psychology. See, here's the thing with Ricky Fiji. It says Brittany doesn't have a job, but she always has money. How does Brittany always have money, but she always buys?
I told you, Brittany out there doing her thing. That's what I meant when I say Brittany doing her thing.
She letting you drive her car. And she ain't got no kids. It's like crazy.
And she's 2 years older than you.
Yeah, that's where the question comes in at, man. Because if you 2 years older than me, especially because look at it. Let's throw my age out there. Y'all know I don't give a flying effort. I'm 27, so Brittany would be 29 compared to me. So Brittany would be 29, Porsha would be about 27, I can say around your age. So Porsha would be either 26, 27, or 28.
Porsha would be my girl. Porsha would be the one you want to mess with, because Porsha got a future. Porsha got a plan. Porsha got goals. Brittany out there just YOLO.
you know.
Short, yeah, because it's like, it just depends. Yeah, it depends. I think for me, I personally, it's like the type of person Portia is. It's not that she doesn't mind, but see, cause it was the thing they said. It was two things. They didn't say that she doesn't like to go out. She doesn't go out often. That was the key thing. They didn't say she doesn't do social networking. She just doesn't care too much about it. If you have a deal with it, she does have a 3-year-old child daughter. You know, here's one of the things that would drive me freaking nuts. Her baby father is crazy and not over her. That I've been there, done that.
No,
that's a deal breaker for me, T. That is a deal breaker. She has a crazy baby daddy. I couldn't do it. Been there, done that. I can't. I just can't do it. Because with crazy baby daddy's not over her, every night, you know, you have that attachment. Yeah, you try to give him sometimes, but he has that attachment to you that, hey, I was at some point in time, he did do something with you because he's your quote-unquote baby daddy. So it just makes it hard. I mean, and I said that you're going to do something with him. It's the fact of the matter is that he's crazy, and you got to deal with that kind of crap. And so, yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Y'all got to somebody figure out. That's going to be the mystery of the week. Who the heck are we going to pick? Are we picking Portia or Brittany?
Yeah, here's the summary of the story. Any man can deal with Brittany. It takes a real, any male can deal with Brittany. It takes a real man to deal with Portia. But I think Portia's well worth it. I'm just being honest. Don't be huffing and puffing like you the big bear wolf and stuff.
I'm not saying this. I'm not saying that she's not even. I'm just saying I just.
I'm just. That's what she needs. She needs somebody. You know, anybody can get deal with Brittany. Brittany don't need nothing but a little nut. Oh, Portia.
It's weird though. I mean, because this thing they don't necessarily say. They don't say that Brittany doesn't care about you. You read everything,
it doesn't say those exact words, but if you read through everything, Brittany been around the block, but she don't have no kids, which means she probably doesn't have some abortions or some shit, who knows. You know, she out there, what else did it say? She stay by herself. She got her own shit. That's a real good plus. But, yeah, Brittany out there wilding out. Brittany ain't trying to settle down. Brittany wants you to do your thing. Brittany going to do her thing, and y'all link up. And y'all make it do what it do when it do. Portia
See, sometimes the Britneys are Portias in disguise. That's what you know. Find out sometimes. Sometimes these Britneys are the Portias in disguise. I'm gonna show you what I mean by that. Because sometimes
everybody
it's not
have
that
a little
they,
bit of
Britney not,
and Portia in them.
Yeah, it's not that they don't that they wouldn't settle down. It's just, for instance. That would be the question of why me and you have not let me try to specify how I say that, people. Why T. Marie has not settled down with somebody, why I have not settled down with somebody. Why is that the case? It's not that we just run around and just don't give a fuck, just going to run around crazy and rampant.
I'm a Portia, to be honest. I'm a Portia with us, but I like the party. And I still
you got a little bit of Portia and Brittany both in. That's what I'm saying.
I got a little bit of
Portia
in me because I like the party. I know.
I can name five things off Brittany's list that follows you that you can't say that you're not.
Go ahead. Go for it.
I'm going to play you, though, but it's probably knowledge. That's not her hair. It was her hair because you bought it. You're carefree and fun.
Yeah, I am that.
Yes. God dang it! I was going through. Team Reed loves attention. Team Reed had a short temper. She ain't really started with me, but T got a short temper.
Oh, no. You picking everything wrong.
T is mysterious. T is very freaky.
I don't think so.
I don't know the other half from first to hand. I'm reading the first part of it. That's too, the second part is too much. I don't know that. No, I don't know. So, no. That's pretty much it on the first one. And you love to go out. I'm sorry I didn't say that one. You love to go out.
Yeah.
And you have your own place, too.
Yeah, there you go. Say all
so, there you go. You got a lot of pretty characteristics. You can't see. You got a lot of pretty characteristics. You can't deny it now.
BMW, but it's, thank God it's not breaking down. Thank God.
Oh, you got BMW too?
No, I say I don't have one, but mine not breaking down like Porsche's. Thank God.
It's people who got a lot of Britney characteristics. That's not saying they don't want to never settle down. They want to. But while they're in a single life, they're enjoying the single life. You find that person that you want to start building a relationship with, then you're going to start building a relationship with them. So everybody has crazy streaks. Ain't everything perfect about Ceddy G? I'm not saying not to get a puzzle. I'm doing something I ain't perfect.
Look at me. Tell me about Porsche. Come on, give me give me five characteristics from Porsche. Go.
Also, give out a character. Also, you want me to give you? Look at y'all. See, y'all just trying to do. You trying to make me go back to. I'm sorry. I can't find the list anymore. I disappeared.
Well, how did you do that?
I'm not playing with you.
Real upset with you.
It's still up. I showed them from Desktop fan page. Okay. He's not 3 years old, but you have a son.
Yeah.
She says 3-year-old daughter, so I'm changing it for you. You don't cook better than my mom, but you can cook. I've been hearing and seeing you can cook, so you can cook. You're on the fence in this one, because you talked about this in the show before. You don't care for social networking. That one will go for you too. You don't care about social. You care, but you don't make it. You don't feel like your life's going
to
end if you don't have social networking.
You can be over here and try to cover it up. I love my social networks. Yeah, no, let me stop. I don't really do the social networking.
I've had talks with you. You said stuff along those lines. Like you let me say, I fly, I got to be on them every day. Well, you don't
right.
get your post
really
and share
that
you don't be on them every day like that.
You're right.
Like your ass when your car's constantly in and out of the shop. No.
You're a damn lie. Don't be saying that, Sandy. Drink some out. Not soon as you mess up.
Y'all see, we made this whole beginning part of the album about tea, right? Y'all.
I know. Come on. You got to
like,
out.
I mean, they seen you in the magazine. They was like, ooh, who that girl, T. Marie? So, there you go. Well, I didn't read this one. I missed this one, T. There was another girl that she asked her, not good at sex. Like, she just lays there. No, ma'am. I do not like lazy. You got to put in some goddamn work. You are not a goddamn piece of paper just sitting there. You know, you're not supposed to sit there like a goddamn blow-up doll. No, I need you to move around, ma'am. There needs to be some movement.
Oh, they said Porsche lazy in the bed.
And she's not good. So you want me to cut it off? So, yeah, there you go. So that's Team Lee. She's not good at sex, and she just lays there because she says she's a Porsche.
You going to make these people think me and you done something, but she just lays there. She don't know what the hell I do in my closed doors. One of my exes.
I did it with you. We all been clear on that when I said the very freaky part, but I said I would not say the second part because the second part of that was great sex, maybe the best. I don't know about that. That's not... I don't know about that first thing in, and never had a discussion. Oh, Daddy, T, are you good at it? You know, I've never had that kind of discussion with her.
I met one of my instant comment one day, probably on
Wednesday. Because we're the goddamn
forget.
Where the goddamn crickets? Did you just say
no, because I'm still waiting on my damn hand claps over there. I just figured we wasn't doing sound effects today and shit. I want my hand claps.
You hear goddamn crickets. Crickets? You talking about having, I want no extra of my carbon to this show. I'm trying to act the fool. Not today. No, ma'am.
No, not today.
Wednesday.
You are a very genuine person. You're very genuine. I don't think a lot of people give you a lot of credit for that.
Thank you. A lot of people
T. Marie. Okay, so let's see on this part, because the thing they say, because both of them have nice butts. One has small breasts, the other one has big breasts.
I was Brittany with the body. Yeah, I don't have
You Brittany with the body. I was on that page agreeing with that. Yep.
But Brittany
is very fat. So, yeah. Ain't very. But if you're talking about current Team Marie right now, 163, yeah.
Shut the I'm not 163.
Y'all saw how I played her, right? Y'all saw how I played her.
Anyway, you 95. What's going on next? Hush. Anyway.
Do you love battle rap and video games?
Well, I like playing Batman with my little boy, but not really.
Do you love it? See, it's whether you're playing with your little boy, but do you love playing video games and love battle rap?
I do anything with my boo thing, but now just on a daily basis, ain't nobody trying to rap and battle.
Thank you. You don't love it personally. So there we go. So that one's scratched out too. So you half and half, you have Brittany, half Portia. Discussion over, bam.
Yeah.
So what are we learning today? I can't pick between, man, I don't know. This is hard, man. I had to say, I'm just going to go out for Brittany.
Well, put them together and you give me. I had the best of both worlds. Now, let me stop. I'm a mess. Yeah, I pray for me. I want some ice cream. You better stop with the damn crickets if you want to give me my hand claps and stuff from earlier.
We give you a hand claps eventually, but you got to get the crickets for a little bit. We're going to go ahead and go to another music. We'll go to another song break. We come back from this quick song break. We're going to be bringing on our special guest for the day. And that's my girl. S-I-V Starlet. So we'll be back.
There's no more love.
You got your wine and liquor? Me, I'll have a beer. Cigarillo wrapped tight, good green and air. Big stogie, nigga, it look like a flare. Roll by a pro, hit like a snare. I just got off, don't care what's going on. As I proceed to get my smoke on, I've been hustling all day, time to have Capone. Kick back, grab sack, and get my choke on. I feel just like in my A-ball dirty zone. That's my cousin Wookie, energize my home. Yeah, that's nice, smell it, yeah, that's that L.A. I'm a box strong, ready, hey, smoking on that, get it, let's ride. Let's smoke, take a toast, come a toast, man, burn it to the bone, baby.
If you wanna be somebody, if you wanna go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. Hey.
All right. Yeah. We'll be back on Life After Death Live. Your boy, Sunny J, and my co-host with the most is my girl, Tina Reezy. All right. So we got in the building all the way from, this is from Sin City. For those of y'all who don't know what Sin City is, as Vegas, my girl, as Ivy Starlet in the building. What's up?
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
No problem, man. You know what? First off, I'm going to get something off my chest, first off. I'm mad because you did not win that pin up. It's not like I'm not mad at her. I'm mad because I wanted you to win that pin up contest. You had pin up magazine. Now that we on the show, I was at to voice my opinion about it, and I'm mad because I'm like, we were going hard voting, man. So the fans, we want a recount, and we want to see you in the magazine.
Yeah, it was a tough, very tough fight between me and the other two girls, and we were going hard. I was even going hard. I was telling everybody. But I told myself that I'll try to do it again. I'm going to give it a little break for maybe 2 months and then try it out. Hopefully come ahead this time or next time.
Yes, I was upset. I was so upset, man. I was like, oh, I was going hard. I was one of those people voting every day. I'm clicking the like button every day. I'm like, click, click. Click. Like, no, we're going to win this one way or another. And I had to get that off my chest first before I get into the show. So, yes, that was on my mind. I had to get it off my chest.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate the votes and you like and all the likes that I got from it. And hopefully next time I can pull through. I was just, you know what, that was my first time ever even entering anything online like that. In that fashion where I had to get people to vote for me, you know, every single day. So
every day, I know, like, woo!
Every day. And, you know, I felt bad, you know, asking people every day, but, you know, obviously it worked. You know, people supported me because I was a runner-up. I was in a top three, so I was really happy about that.
That is a big accomplishment, especially for it to be your first time doing something like that.
So
you should try
it
again.
Complain.
Just make you stronger.
Yeah, I definitely. I'm actually in one for this month too. Pinupdoll.com. But this one has nothing to do with anybody liking. It's all judged based, you know, for a panel. So I kind of felt like that was better for me right now, with not having to ask everybody every single day, you know, like my page. You know, so I just wanted to give you guys a break because obviously you guys. I only got as far as I got from people supporting me. And so I wanted to just lay low for a little bit and do another contest that really just had to do with the judges mostly right now. And then I'll get back in the other one again. Because that one, you get a couple of pages in that magazine, and that's what I was hoping for. But there's next time.
I don't like breaks. I want to work all day. Click, click, click. I'm ready to click, click, click.
Well, you know, I've been featured as a pinup of the day for the pinup vet. I think it's called the pinup vet. And I think that exposure will help me for the next time that I do that contest because I've gotten more people on my page. So hopefully me doing these other little things will bring me better luck next time around.
Yeah, so first off, for those that don't know, we're going to jump into the time machine. You know, let people know what led you to get into modeling in the first place. What was that turning point that first led you into wanting to even get some kind of interest in modeling? And what was that turning point that made you decide to take it seriously?
Well, it started, I don't know if it really necessarily started when I was, because I grew up in California. I was going to fashion design school. My interest strongly was into fashion design. But with fashion design, you're around models. And I went to school, and I always had a love for that the whole field of fashion, beauty, art, in that form. But I didn't think modeling at that point because I am short. I'm like 5'1", but I might say 5'2". But I'm originally 5'1". And so I just didn't think, like, modeling was something that I loved because I also wanted to do acting. And to me, modeling and acting kind of went hand in hand. So I figured me being short, I can only go for acting. But as I was getting older, people kept asking me, are you a model, are you a model? And I was like, no. And I was like, you know, let me give this a try. People are asking me. Let me just see how it goes. And so last year, I started taking, meeting up with a few photographers and doing photos. I like all the genres or the styles of modeling, but when I did pinup, I kind of want to say at home. I mean, I know I'm not that old to be saying that that's my home, because that's, old school, but I just felt like it was me. Like, I like the classic beauty. And I figured I'll go for it. I mean, it can't hurt. And if it goes somewhere, then I can't say, I regret that I never did it. And if it doesn't, at least I still tried. And I'm having fun doing it.
Right, that's what I like about yourself. I mean, when you look at your work, it's like it takes you on a journey, because although it's in the pinup category, you give us something different all the time. We're not getting the same thing. You try to take it to a different realm. You obviously provide us a lot of different settings that you're at. It's like we don't get the same thing every time we come to your pictures.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite part about modeling, is I feel like you can become a character as well, and I guess that's the whole me back in the days of me wanting to be an actress. Become a character in your modeling. You could, and I don't know, it's fun to display different types of art, I guess. I call it art. I call modeling art.
I call it art, too. That's what it is.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful. It's fun. It's a whole bunch of it's just expression. So, yeah.
Now I'm putting you on the spot, because I know models hate me and they want to throw pitchforks at me, but I like to put people on the spot. Who would you say, who was your favorite photographer that you've worked with so far? And what shoot was it that you did with them that was your favorite?
What shoot was with that particular photographer that I pick, or any shoot?
Yes, with that particular photographer. Unless those are two different answers.
Well, it may be two different answers. One, so far, my favorite photographer, maybe, you are putting me on the spot with that. It's Intimate Creations Imaging, because I guess with that photographer, I feel that I can do almost whatever I want. He puts his input in, but he listens a lot to my input. And I'm not saying all photographers don't do that, but he puts it across that he's very open to whatever I want. A lot of photographers have what they have in mind, and then maybe you can put some input in, But with him, I feel like I don't want to say I run the show, because that's not how it is, but I feel like a lot of what if I have any type of thoughts, he is completely 100%, let's try it, And I like that. And
okay.
The other question, my favorite shoot was probably, it was a different photographer, and his photography company name is Top Models Photography, and it was when I did the shoot in Nelson, Nevada, that's what it's called, I'm sorry. It's kind of a old, run-down city, or town, I should say, and I think I liked that shoot because it was just old, and it was fun. I really can't explain it. It was just old, and it was kind of like I was doing a photo shoot, but I was appreciating all the stuff that I seen around me. So that's what made that shoot kind of my favorite.
Now, and as far as the one, I know you mentioned your favorite photographer. I know one of my favorite ones by you was him. It was two of them that you have. Okay, so there's one where you're like on the beach. By intimate Creations Imaging, and it's like where he has like a little umbrella, like a pink and white umbrella, and it's covering you, like an implied look.
Oh yeah, that's actually one of my favorites too. It's the parasol with the cherry bombs. You probably can't tell, but they're little cherry bombs.
Considering they were apples or they were cherries, I was trying to figure out which one it is.
Yeah, we were actually not on the beach. We were actually in a deserted area. Like, it was deserted. There's no beaches in the desert.
I see. Because I see. Well, I thought that was water. It's like a road right there. I thought that road was water. It was like the beginning of water. Now I see what it is now. Okay.
Yeah, that was a good. I mean, he made the shot look like maybe it was a beach, but it that's actually one of my favorite pictures too, because I like how it does look like I'm not wearing anything, but who's to say? I'm not saying if I was or not, but I like how it looks like that.
You just have to try to figure it out and use your imagination.
Exactly.
Yeah, another one I like by you is my favorite was one where you had the Coca-Cola lunchbox in your hand.
Oh, that's the one we were voting on, right?
And yeah, that was the one we were voting on.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite, too.
Yes.
Actually hoping to shoot with that photographer again soon. We actually took that on it was called a pin-up safari. That was an event that I went to. And we would get on the bus and we would go to three different places and we would kind of be timed. We would only have 30 minutes or so just to take pictures real quick, and we would have to change on the bus. It was actually kind of that was my first event too, but that picture came out really good.
Seemed like that was fun and interesting.
Yeah, it was. I'm going to do it again this year. That was my first time last year. I was nervous because last year is when I really started pushing this modeling thing. So that was in April, and I really pushed it in June. So, like, that was all of these girls were super experienced. They were posing. They were just doing it. And I'm just like, kind of shaking. But I was like, I got to do this. So, and that picture came out pretty good. I liked it.
Okay, well, I'm gonna let Tina Reed go one-on-one with you now, because her being a fellow model, I know she probably has some stuff she wants to ask you too.
Okay,
so let me ask you this. What are some of the obstacles you faced as a model, and what are some things you've done to overcome those obstacles?
Well, the obstacle that I feel like that I face the most is, okay, there's a couple actually. One, I feel like I'm starting my modeling a little late in life. I'm on Model Ma'am, and I'm 31 as of February 15th. And for the longest, I had my true age up there. And then I had a whole bunch of photographers telling me that I needed to start to lie about my age, because that, you know, I guess being that age is not a good, I don't know, I guess it's not good. And so I actually...
Oh, come here, we got to get us some crickets real quick.
Shut up and leave her alone while she's talking. Go.
No, I heard. I didn't give them people with some crickets. I can't believe they said that. That pissed me the heck off.
Yeah, they told me. And so, like, I did drop my age down to, like, 26, thinking that I needed to do that. But recently I put it back, and then I was like, you know, I want, if I can get successful, my goal is to be successful in some way, you know, with this modeling. I want people to know that I've done it at a late age, and it's okay, you know? So
exactly.
That's one thing that I'm pushing to continue to overcome. And I guess me with this whole plus size / non-plus size is one thing that I'm also dealing with currently. Because I kind of don't fit in any of the categories.
Okay, so you're not plus size and you're not the model chick that's real skinny.
Exactly. Like when they
oh, girl, join the crowd. Look at me. Oh, girl, join the crowd. Nah.
So, I mean, that's the other thing that I'm overcoming, because I've been trying to get into, like, catalogs. And every time I'm looking, I don't fit any of what they're looking for. So I'm like, I want to get in a catalog. Because especially with the pinup modeling, a lot of the pinup girls that are getting bigger are in those pinup catalogs. And that's what I'm trying to overcome right now.
Okay. Well, let's see here. So for those people, because I see we have a few more minutes. So for the people who want to know, are you single? Are you in a relationship? What's going on with you?
I always told myself that I just could not say particularly yet, if that's okay.
Oh,
if that's okay for me to.
Okay.
To
how
do
you
zip,
to keep it?
For me to zip that. I'm not.
I don't want to. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. So it's obviously taken. No, let me stop. I'm playing.
You messed me, you messed you think.
Oh no.
Come on, well, sorry.
Go ahead, take it over, Sandy. Work.
Oh Lord, she's too much. Okay, so as far as you know, some advice you can give to models. As far as you've been in the industry so far, what's like five tips you can give a model that's just not getting started out?
I would say don't give up. If that's something you really want to do, keep at it. Don't get discouraged, because I guess you got to get some thick skin, because you get told a lot. And you kind of got to be prepared to hear there's going to be people who slander or talk bad or whatever, and I guess that should be your fuel to push even harder, you know, to just prove that you can. And also be careful, photographers. I mean, not trying to like put any photographers down, but just be very careful when you're starting out. If you can, to get references from them, because they should be able to supply it, or just like look them up. That's what I do. I look up everything. I look up absolutely everything. To me, everybody's Googleable.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You see, me personally, I'm not a photographer, but as a person that works with models, I'm like, this is how I am. I agree with you, because if they're too afraid to share information with you and share references, then that's a problem. That's a warning flag for me too. Like me,
yeah.
I personally don't like models who don't go do research on me. Maybe I'm weird like that in the industry, but I give you all these different things to try to start your research. I expect you to do a little more research. If really at the end of the day, there should be very few questions to be asked after that, because everything's right there in front of you. It's like, oh, okay, bam. Don't need me to ask that question unless it's something I didn't address or that's not been found on the internet. So.
To me, you can never not research enough. And it's just good to know, you know. It's always good to know.
Now, as far as I want to throw the ultimate question, I throw it to everybody. And that's, if today was your last day, and from now, yeah, 24 hours from now, how would you spend those last 24 hours?
Well, with me, I don't know how else I would not spend it, because I actually do have three kids. I don't talk too much about them, so my time would only be with them. I have three. I'm a single parent of three children, so that's whatever they wanted to do. If they wanted to play bingo, jump rope, it would be whatever made them happiest. So
all right.
That's pretty much how I would spend it.
All right. Now, that being said, you, man, I thank you for coming to the show. Definitely was great. I'm, you know, definitely showing love all the way from all the way in the Las Vegas area. I mean, I remember sounding typical. How was the weather over there today? Because it's been nice over here in Texas, over here in the DFW. But today was a little cold. It was 58. I wasn't quite feeling that, but we'll get better. How was the weather where you're at?
It's been warm here. It's been like, okay, maybe the lowest we've been having during the day might have been like 67. Nice. It's been beautiful. Sunshine. But I don't see, I just don't want to jinx it because I've seen some clouds coming in over here. So hopefully it stays like this way. Because my birthday just passed, normally I have rainy birthdays, and I had a nice one. A nice sunny birthday, because February is usually a hit and miss month in Vegas.
Yes, happy belated, by the way. I remember I did get a chance to say happy birthday to you, right? But now I'm on the air, happy belated to you.
Thank you.
All right. As we're at the college on here, let everybody know how they can stalk you. Or, if for layman's terms, those who don't know how we mean when we say that, how can they follow you? What's everywhere they can follow you?
Right now I don't have my Instagram up, but I just have my Facebook, www.facebook.com/starlitfanpage. Wait, I don't know if there's a .com. There might be. I'm pretty sure it's just Starlit Fan Page, and that's really the only way you can follow me at this moment. I am going to be setting up my Instagram sometime soon, but I haven't done it yet. So that's pretty much it right now. You can just like the page, and then I guess I will post my Instagram. Oh, I do have a Tumblr. I can't even say the name of it. I usually don't even try to. I usually just rather prefer to type it, but it's Tumblr. I am not even sure how. Do you know how to say it? Is it Tumblr?
Yeah, Tumblr is Tumblr. Yeah, it's
Tumblr.
Freaking weird.
Okay.
Just people that spell words wrong on purpose.
I actually like Tumblr, okay, you know what I'm talking about. That one is better than Instagram, but I guess Instagram seems to be more of a better place to be. So I do need to make that. But my Tumblr is sivstarlet.tumblr.com.
You know what I do a lot? A lot of times I cheat with a lot of my stuff. They kind of feed each other. Instagram and Tumblr are best friends. They work with each other very well.
Yeah,
you're gonna notice. You'll say, okay, Instagram, because I cheat. Like a lot of times, my Tumblr is busy because my Instagram is busy. I will share some stuff to Tumblr. A lot of pictures I share from Instagram, they easily pop up on Tumblr, no flaws, on point. So. Yeah, I love them both.
Yeah, I'm probably getting mine soon. So that's how you keep up with me.
Thank you. All right, man. I appreciate you for coming through. It was definitely great to have you. And
yes,
I appreciate you for supporting the Dust Spot movement, man. Like every time people don't realize to me. I know some people, I know Facebook, you join Facebook and Twitter. Yes, I'm calling you out, and all those other spots. They don't show personal things to everybody, but that's how I feel. Like, to me, every person is a person. You're not just number or whatever. I appreciate you for being a part of the movement, and it's just a blessing, man. I definitely have you in my good graces. And next contest, y'all better be on the lookout because she's coming for you.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for doing the interview, and thank you for listening, chopping it up with us. I enjoyed our interview.
Thank you guys so much as well for having me. I appreciate it.
Most definitely.
So hopefully we can do this again sometime.
Yes. That being said, y'all, if y'all miss any parts of the show, guess we y'all can listen to it at a couple different places. blogtalkradio.com/CEDDY, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. You go there, you will find all the stuff you need to find. You go to all the shows there, and then iTunes, you go to iTunes, type in Dust Bar Radio Network. It's on there for free. So if you got, you know, it's easiest done on Apple devices. Or you can listen to it. You can actually use that on your regular devices, too. Also, too, you got, and this works best on Androids and tablets. Download Beyond Pod. Go to the Play Store to download Beyond Pod. Look up Dust Pod Radio Network. And bam, you can listen to it on there. So listen on the go, listen to it live, forever, man. And again, you guys definitely support everybody that that comes to the show. A lot of great, positive people come to the show. So that being said, we're going on now reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or well,
there's a T.
Oh, there's a you. There is a what?
Hey, yep, yep.
Yep, yep. We're going on now, everybody. Peace.